What is the 1888 message, and why is 1888 so important? Chapter 1. Why is 1888 so important? Interest in 1888 is the most far-reaching movement now taking place within the Seventh-day Adventist Church. It is not a looking backward, but a looking forward. In its entirety, it concerns the future finishing of God's message to the world. The reason is that 1888 is a watershed in history that focuses on the grand climax of the plan of salvation. It's complementary to 31 A.D., when heaven opened its windows and poured upon the disciples the beginning of a large gift of God's Holy Spirit, never before known in his fullness. This was known as the early rain, something the prophets in Old Testament times had longed for but never experienced. 1888 demands attention because that was when heaven again opened its windows and poured upon the leaders of the Seventh-day Adventist Church the beginning of the final gift of the same Holy Spirit. According to Ellen White's enthusiasm, it was like Pentecost revisited. It was showers of the latter rain, in the same continuum of which Pentecost was the early rain. The former rain of Pentecost marked the beginning outreach of the gospel. Through those many centuries since, untold numbers around the world heard of the good news of Jesus' ministry in the first apartment of the heavenly sanctuary. Those who believed died in the faith of Jesus and await their resurrection at his second coming when he calls them from their sleep. In the dust of the earth, 1888 marks the occasion that complements Pentecost, the most awesome step the Holy Spirit has taken since then. According to Ellen White, God sent a special message divinely intended to complete the gospel commission which began at Pentecost. It focused on Christ's ministry in the second apartment of the heavenly sanctuary. Thus the blessing of the Holy Spirit poured out in 1888 was intended to prepare that generation for translation without seeing death at the second coming of Christ. Immense news. The greatest to come since 1844, yes, since Luther in the 16th century. Yes, even since Pentecost. This is why 1888 and Pentecost mark two glorious beginnings, one of the Go Ye Into All World commission, the other of its finishing that must lighten the earth with glory before probation can close. 1888 ushers in that final blessing. There are two parts to it. One, the initial showers from heaven of the latter rain that prepare God's people for the second part. Two, our first glimpse of what the message will be that will penetrate Islam, Buddhism, Roman Catholicism, Protestantism, and all the other isms of our modern world. It will be a gospel presentation of such convincing, converting power that nothing in the world's past history has ever equaled it. All this is what began in 1888. Revelation describes the dynamics of the closing scenes. A mighty fourth angel comes down from heaven having great power. 18:1 explains Ellen White prophetically. This message seemed to be an addition to the third message, joining it as the midnight cry joined the second angel's message in 1844. The glory of God rested upon the patient, waiting saints. The light that was shed upon the waiting ones penetrated everywhere. I saw that this message will close with power and strength far exceeding the midnight cry. Servants of God, endowed with power from on high with their faces lighted up, and shining with holy consecration, went forth to proclaim the message from heaven. The rays of light penetrate everywhere. The truth is seen in its clearness, and the honest children of God sever the bands which have held them. Family connections, church relations, are powerless to stay them now. Truth is more precious than all besides. Notwithstanding the agencies combined against the truth, a large number take their stand upon the Lord's side. Wonderful! God is still alive, and he has not turned his back on the Seventh-day Adventist Church, nor the needy world beyond. As we would expect about something so important, the Holy Spirit keeps moving upon hearts worldwide to ponder the significance of 1888. The subject can't be laid to rest. From top to bottom of the church organization, it arouses attention and commands respect. Many awake as from sleep. Questions long perplexing find answers. Many church members for decades have been asking, why haven't we known sooner of this thrilling development? I have heard 1888 mentioned but have never understood what it means. Is heaven coming down and touching earth? I don't want the Holy Spirit to pass me by. Probably best of all, 1888 is the answer to numerous false movements which try to get us to join offshoots. These winds of doctrine are blowing more than ever, confusing youth and sincere church members. The 1888 message renews confidence in the triumph of the organized church because it offers convincing evidence that repentance within the church is a reality, a gift that God will not withhold and that eventually will not be rejected. The church will be strengthened and purified by the cleansing power of God's Holy Spirit. 1888 is bigger than any individuals or any group. It taps into heaven's phone line and encourages members by fresh evidence of Jesus' personal continuing ministry for the leadership of his church.